UN report condemns BDS for anti-Semitism, denying Israel's right to exist. By Breitbart Jerusalem on September 24, 2019. JNS, Israeli, Jewish and pro-Israel groups all applauded the publication of an unprecedented United Nations report on anti-Semitism that, among other issues, links anti-Semitism to criticism of Israel and the BDS movement. This report marks one of the first times the UN has addressed the issue of anti-Semitism in any detail, said Anne Herzberg, legal advisor and UN liaison at NGO Monitor. The special rapporteur condemned the use of anti-Semitic tropes and denial of Israel's right to exist by BDS activists. Importantly, the rapporteur also recommends the IRA definition as a useful tool in combating anti-Semitism. Hopefully, UN bodies, particularly the Human Rights Council, will follow the rapporteur's lead by adopting IRA and ending their promotion of anti-Semitic tropes and attacks on Israel's legitimacy. The report, Combating Anti-Semitism to Eliminate Discrimination and Intolerance Based on Religion or Belief, that was released by the Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief, Ahmed Shaheed, defines anti-Semitism as a global phenomenon, not one largely confined to the United States and Europe, as has been the case in many previous UN reports. The Special Rapporteur recognizes that the sources of anti-Semitism are varied, coming from the far right, from members of radical Islamist groups and from the political left. The report identifies violence, discrimination and expressions of hostility motivated by Jew hatred as a serious obstacle to the enjoyment of the right to freedom of religion or belief. It expresses serious concern that the frequency of anti-Semitic incidents appears to be increasing in magnitude and that the prevalence of anti-Semitic attitudes and the risk of violence against Jewish individuals and sites appears to be significant, including in countries with little or no Jewish population. Additionally, the report notes claims that the objectives, activities and effects of the boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS, movement are fundamentally anti-Semitic. The report recommends that all UN member states adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance working definition of anti-Semitism. So far, 18 of them have done so. The special rapporteur recognizes that the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism can offer valuable guidance for identifying anti-Semitism in its various forms, and therefore encourages states to adopt it for use in education, awareness raising, and for monitoring and responding to manifestations of anti-Semitism, states the report. Thanks to Ahmed Shaheed's methodical and determined leadership, the UN finally is recognizing the severity of this ages-old hatred against Jews and offering constructive guidance to member states on how to combat anti-Semitism effectively in their own countries and globally, said Felice Geyer, director of the American Jewish Committee's Jacob Blaustein Institute for the Advancement of Human Rights. The World Jewish Congress also applauded the report's release. We hope that this report serves as an eye-opener to the United Nations and its member states and that they finally take concrete action to stem the surge of anti-Semitism across the globe, said World Jewish Congress President Ronald S. Lauder. We are grateful to have been able to take part in the facilitation of this research to ensure that the very real concerns facing our communities on a daily basis were not only taken into consideration, but also addressed as areas deserving of serious and direct attention.